We are at 57.
Wow.
Cleveland Hopkins.
Cool spot?
Well, Cleveland Hopkins is at 66. Burk Lakefront at 67. So
what's going on here?
I don't know. Most, it's kind of the, yeah, most of the parts of the state are in the 60s. So
do skunks like it cooler?
I'm not sure.
Let's find out.
But rain or shine, it doesn't matter. Skunkfest 2015 will take place this Saturday from 10 to 5 at South Central Park in North Ridgeville. It's an international event. Deb Cipriani joins us this morning. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're going good. So what kind of weather, what kind of do skunks prefer? When are they the kind of most happy?
I'd rather have it a little cooler than hotter because they don't like the heat, and they could, like a ferret, they could have a seizure or something like that, or have a heat stroke.
Now,
the cooler, the better.
Now, speaking of the weather and the season and all of that, I've noticed, Deb, this week, skunks in my area, my neighborhood, I saw one yesterday. This was 3:15 in the morning. Today I saw two that were about 100 feet apart. What's going on?
Well, they're coming out foraging for their before winter hits, and it's cool out, so they're coming out in a cooler weather. And they come out in the morning and evening, so they're not nocturnal like people think. So they're morning and evening times. They sleep during the night as well.
How about the skunks that you have? How many do you have these days that you've been dealing with?
I have a lot, and we deal with a lot, but we also deal with helping everybody throughout the United States and internationally with their pet skunks if they have any issues or anything like that. And this weekend, we're having our Skunk Fest, and I just got a phone call at 5 o'clock this morning unexpectedly and says, hey, I'm in Cleveland. I'm at the bus stop. And I'm like, what? And one of our friends from Virginia took the bus to Cleveland, and I didn't even know that she was coming. So, and we got another one driving up from Florida. And another unexpected, we have a vendor coming in from California, a little girl who makes scarves, and I guess she loves skunks. So we're going to have a lot of variety. We're going to have a kiss a pig at the Skunk Fest. Somebody's going to dress the pig up as a skunk and walk around in a little wagon, and we're trying to raise funding for the skunks. So it'll be a little different. There's more than just skunks that's going to be there. We have people going to do fingernails, pet supply stuff, and pet dog biscuits, and just a lot of different vendors. And it's a skunk contest for pet skunks. It's going to be king, queen, prince, and princess. So there'll be crowns and everything. And it's, if anybody doesn't have anything to do, come on down, check it out. It's something different. It's from 10 to 5 at South Central Park in North Ridgeville.
Talk about this costumes contest. People get very creative getting their...
I think we had a peacock once.
My favorite one was the shark, when they made him look like a shark. That was pretty cool.
Well, I hope you're going to come this year. You liked it. It was different.
And, of course, it's one of those things where you also kind of help with get donations for Skunk Haven. Talk about Skunk Haven and its purpose.
Skunk Haven is a nonprofit organization that I started many, many years ago. And I started it because my first skunk got deathfully sick, and I found out there wasn't much known about skunk care. So I didn't want people to feel like I did many years ago. So we started doing, we're written up in vet manuals and got to collect a lot of collective data. We have a huge website that a lot of veterinarians go to, and we also do rescues. We take in people's pet skunks, and sometimes we adopt them out. And so we're a little bit of everything.
Deb, can you take us back a few years to when you came upon your first skunk and said, you know what, skunks are for me?
Let's go back in the 80s. When I was camping out in Colorado, and I heard pitter-patter behind the tent, and I got out, and it was a bunch of skunks, and I sat on the picnic table and just talked to them. And the people that I was camping with came back and thought I was nuts, of course, but the skunks didn't spray me. It wasn't like what people thought, and I guess maybe it was then. And then I came to Ohio in 89 and seen pet skunks in a pet store, little brown ones, and I thought that was pretty neat. And then I got my first skunk in the year 2000.
We're talking with Deb Cipriani this morning about Skunk Fest 2015. It's going on Saturday from 10 to 5 at South Central Park, North Ridgeville, just there off of Avon Belden Road, and it's a chance for people to kind of see what it's all about and see all the different types of skunks. Now, I have a coworker here. I was showing pictures. You were up at the station a number of years ago with a gentleman from Australia, I believe. And
was that Seb?
Yep, Seb.
Hey! We had some pictures there, and I said, look, this is the skunks. And he goes, wait, that's white. You have skunks come in all different colors, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You'll see apricot color, browns, grays, mahogany, lavenders, albinos, dark-eyed whites, all different colors. And people, I'm watching on the internet how people are getting their baby carriages ready for the skunk fest so they can start pushing their little skunks around. And there's going to be a wide variety of colors. So, yeah, skunks don't come in just black and white.
And it's an interesting event for people to get educated. What can you tell people about skunks that seem to be the biggest myths or the misunderstandings about these animals?
Skunks can't see too well, and people are not going to get sprayed like what people think. And if somebody's rushing at you, of course you're going to put your hand up just like a skunk may spray you. So skunks don't spray like what people think. And then the other thing is skunks do not carry rabies like what people think either, the wild ones. Not our domestics, because our domestics are captive bred, and they are not wild skunks. But they have to get bit just like any other animal. And that is, if you go to PBS Nature, it does tell you all about that in that program. It's Is That Skunk? And we're in that Is That Skunk? My skunks are featured in that program, too, as wild skunks.
Well, your skunk had an appearance in a movie and different documentaries, too. So they've been around. They've got their SAG card or whatever that is.
Yep. And we're waiting for confirmation on this year. If you see the puppy bowl and if the skunks are in there, guess whose skunks they are?
Wow.
So we're waiting for confirmation, and then we're going to head to New York City in October. Once they say yes, they have me practicing with my skunks already, so hopefully this is going to be a done deal and they'll have the skunks at the puppy bowl.
Well, how entertaining are skunks? I mean, we see cat videos everywhere, dog videos. Are skunk videos starting to be popular? Or what things do skunks do that amuse you so much?
For me, they're just cute, cuddly little creatures for me. But other people, they just because they stomp at you and they're very curious. They may do like stupid things like open up your cabinets and take all the food out. Mine do open up the refrigerator, so we have locks on our refrigerator. So, and some are very smart. Can you hear that? Listen, can you
yes,
hear that?
I did. I heard a little kind of white.
They were screaming at each other.
Well, you know, they want your attention. That's what happens when.
Yeah.
It's just like when you have children or other animals.
Oh, it's just like having a 2-year-old running around. It's horrible.
One of the popular things I remember at the Skunk Fest, people get their picture taken with the
Yep,
the
we
skunk.
Have a picture taken with the skunk. All the money goes towards Skunk Haven. It's a $7 donation, and you get to sit there and you get to take the picture right home. So that's one of our fundraisers. And we'll have food. Anybody that buys any of the food at the Skunk Fest comes right back into the helping the animals. And we have, if people get their nails done, some of the proceeds are going to go towards that. The little girl from California is also donating part of her money with her scarves. And Spin the Wheel is another fundraiser that Daisy Hill is going to be doing, and part of the proceeds are going to go towards us. So a lot of people that are vending also will donate. Pet Supply Plus is going to be there, and they're going to have a little donation jar out and give out samples and try to collect money for us as well.
It's great for a chance for people to see what it's all about, the skunks. And also for the people who have skunks, it gives a chance for sort of them to walk around cuddling their skunk. And
there's coming from Michigan, Indiana, Florida. There used to be somebody from California that used to come, and then there's people from Pennsylvania. So there's people coming from all over, and people, like I said, are in and around. And then, of course, my friend from Virginia that surprised me by saying she's at the bus station this morning.
Well, they got to come from everywhere and get here any way they can. Skunk Fest 2015, rain or shine. It's a free event at the South Central Park on Avon Belden Road in North Ridgeville, and and people can come and enjoy that. And you got food. I know food, refreshments, things that for people who are coming.
Come on down and check it out. It's something different and unique. You'll love it.
Absolutely. Deb, what color hair do you have these days? If I was to look for you there, I just...
It's going to be a normal brown.
All right, okay.
I'm not sure what I'm going to be wearing yet. I might wear a... Can you hear that?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's skunk screaming.
What are they telling you? Are they hungry or they want to go out or they see something?
There's a skunk next to another skunk that they don't like each other.
Oh, so a little personality conflict going
extremely,
on.
Extremely, yes.
Well, keep them in separate cages when you bring them out to the skunk fest. And...
Actually, they run loose through the house.
Okay.
So, but anyways, I'll probably have my, I might wear a top hat that may be flashing, so you might be able to, that might be me.
Right.
If I have guts enough to wear that hat.
Well, you see, walking around with a skunk, there's a lot of, you know, I say your guts, you've pretty got a lot of guts doing a lot of this, especially. Skunk Haven is, people can get skunkhaven.net to find out details as well, but Skunk Fest 2015 going on strong. Saturday from 10 to 5, South Central Park in North Ridgeville. Deb, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Yep.